Sexual assault is still a major issue for the U.S. military. Reports rose 10% last year, though there's some discussion about whether that's an increase in the number of assaults or increased willingness of troops to report them. Victims of rape in the military often don't speak up. Those who do risk retaliation, sometimes even less than honorable discharge. Among those veterans, there's another number going up, though, the number of people getting their records corrected to show that they served honorably. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Sexual assault and harassment affect female troops at a higher rate, but since the military is still mostly male, it's men who make up a much larger number among the thousands of sexual assault victims each year. But women report the crime more than twice as often as men, which is what makes Heath Phillips so rare, because he speaks about it publicly.
Nobody should have to go through this.
Phillips was sexually assaulted repeatedly right after he joined the Navy. He says the trauma drove him to alcoholism and to go AWOL. He was kicked out of the Navy in 1989 with an other than honorable discharge.
I was 18. I had no clue the stigma, the pitfalls and downfalls that having that discharge would carry. I was denied jobs. I was denied any type of joining any veteran organizations. I was deemed as, like, a bad person. And then when you try going to the VA and having that discharge completely barred me from VA help.
Phillips said he spent 20 years as a drunk, sometimes suicidal. He got sober in 2009. In 2015, the VA finally diagnosed him with PTSD connected to sexual assault. But still, the military review boards refused on three separate appeals to change his discharge. Then he got a phone call last Wednesday.
I probably said, oh my God, at least 150 times.
It was his lawyer, Coco Culhane, calling to say the fourth appeal had won.
The military are finally sort of catching up with this notion that all of his behavior was driven directly by post-traumatic stress disorder and the trauma he was experiencing.
Culhane is with the Veteran Advocacy Project. She says the Pentagon bowed to pressure in 2014, telling discharge review boards to give liberal consideration to vets with PTSD. Last year, Congress made that law and required the boards to start reporting how often they give upgrades. And the numbers continue to rise. After years when it was considered a long shot, the boards this year have granted about half of all the appeals by veterans who survive sexual assault. But it's a small number applying. Many vets have long ago given up on it, says Don Christensen, a former Air Force prosecutor who now leads the group Protect Our Defenders.
We will hear from people from the Vietnam War still who just can't reach out because they want to talk to somebody but have no real hope that they're ever going to get relief.
Heath Phillips is hoping his example will encourage others. His upgraded honorable discharge, 29 years after he left the Navy, is on its way in the mail.
The original I'm going to post on the wall in my office just so I can reflect on it. It lets me know how strong I was.
He's thankful, he says, that he didn't give up. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Go back now to our Mexico tariff story. Now that we have an expert on the line, Shannon O'Neill of the Council on Foreign Relations, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. My pleasure.
What impacts could these tariffs, 25% on Mexican steel imports, we're told, have on Mexico?
Well, there will be an effect here, obviously, in back and forth here. But steel is actually a very small part of the overall exports that Mexico sends to the United States, just a small percentage. But what's really happening here is a change in the way the United States and Mexico deal together with each other commercially. And this is a huge sea change. For the last 25 years, with NAFTA as the anchor, we've seen the back and forth, a growing of exports from Mexico to the United States, but also importantly from the United States to Mexico. And these particular tariffs, the start of these tariffs, question that very model that we've had between our two nations.
Well, how would this change that?
Well, what it changes is we haven't had these back and forth. NAFTA, the free trade agreement between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, was getting rid of all tariffs between the three countries. The idea was that we would be open between the three nations, and then through that, manufacturing things together that then we could sell to each other, but sell broadly in the world and be competitive in that ability to work together. If we start putting on tariffs like these steel tariffs or these aluminum tariffs, we begin to question that model.
Does Mexico have any kind of leverage? Can they make a response that will impress the United States?
I think they can, and it's interesting. If you look at Mexico, it's a much smaller country. They're incredibly dependent on trade to the United States. Trade is a big part of their overall economy, and 80% of it comes to the United States. But we've seen them very quickly react. They put a whole list of retaliatory tariffs on particular goods, and these are very interesting goods. It's not just steel, but it's things like cranberries and cheese and apples and lamps and all sorts of things that are very directed, not just for economic reasons, but for political reasons. So these are things that are made in particular congressional districts with high-profile Republicans or other influential members, and a lot of Trump supporters as well. So there will be, even if small, there'll be a direct effect on particular industries.
Okay, quick last question. Could Mexico wind up producing more goods because of this, because it doesn't have the high tariffs?
You know, they will wind up producing more goods, and in fact, what may end up, if these continue, is that U.S. steel will become more expensive because it's only made here, and it'll make it harder for us around the world to sell broadly.
Okay, thank you very much, Shannon O'Neill of the Council on Foreign Relations.